Good morning. We are holding Shabbos Daf Ayin Vavam Beis towards the bottom. Today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin. We started the new parak yesterday. We spoke out. It's a direct continuation of the prior parak. We're discussing what items one is. What is the shear of the amount one has to carry in order to be chayav on Shabbos for various items, food for animals, food for people. And we started the new parak yesterday, the shear for liquids, what the shear of liquids are. So the first part of the Mishnah says that one who carries wine, he's chayav for carrying a shear, k'dei mezikas akais, enough to mix a cup of wine, to mix it with water, to make a cup of wine. Says the Gemara, Tana, k'dei mezikas akais yafu. When we talk about enough wine to mix up a cup, it means to mix up a nice cup. My kais yafu, what does it mean, nice cup? Kais shel bracha, means the kais of bracha, the kais that's used for, a kais for bracha, for benching. Rashi explains that kais shel bracha is brichas hamazon, where the chamor, we're makbid, that person should be miyapi, should make a kais of bracha very nice. Gemara brachas after an aleph. Rashi quotes six things he does in order to make sure the cup is nice. Actually, the Gemara that brings more than six, brings around 10 things that need to make sure the cup is nice. Okay, that's what it means. Amnach barvua, kais shel bracha tzarech shiyeh berev revias. So this kais shel bracha has to have a quarter of a revias. So a revias is the, again, we discussed many times, machlekes, what the shear revias is. The smaller shearim goes into the mid twos, two and a half ounces, 2.7 ounces. The larger shirim goes high as 5.1 ounces. But the point is, however the shear of the revias is, it needs a quarter of a revias, a quarter of a revias of wine in order to have, in order to dilute it, you have a revias, a cup, which is revias. So if I need a quarter of my revias, essentially what I need is one part of undiluted wine compared to three parts of water. So if I have a 3-to-1 ratio, 3 plus 1 is 4, I'll get my reva revias will enable me to have a revias of finished product when I mix it together. That is the shear for the kais shel bracha. So that's 2 points in this. Taisa says, k'dei shims guviyam la revias. Taisa brings that, that Gemara that Rashi references in brachas about kais shel bracha needing to be revias. And Taisa is bothered that's pretty clear in our sikh, it's pretty clear in the Gemara over there, that we dilute wine for bracha. Taisa is bothered because over there in brachas later on, after this first Gemara that we're quoting from Rashi Taisvis, it discusses over there that kais shel bracha is not supposed to be diluted. The lashon actually of the Gemara there is it should be chai. Chai, and the understanding of chai is, chai means l'chayr ro, undiluted. So is the kais shel bracha supposed to be diluted or not? So there's three answers. Taisa's first, by the way, answers based on Rashi. Rashi over there in brachas. That Rashi over there says, Enechlami, when one pours his cup for kais shel bracha, he starts off with undiluted wine. Very interesting. He's supposed to pour into the cup undiluted wine, and then he's supposed to dilute it before he starts benching on it. Before he actually lifts it to make a bracha on it, he dilutes it. So really, you're making a bracha on undiluted wine. The point is, he's supposed to start with, you don't bring a ready diluted wine and pour it into your cup. You start off, you pour into the cup for kesha bracha undiluted. That's apparently chashivas. And then you go and dilute it after once it's ready in the cup. That's Taisa's answer from Rashi in brachas. Rabbi Natam says, again, it's all in the Taisa's, they have masked the ago. Rabbi Natam says, the Tiferet says, that chai never means fully undiluted. No one drinks undiluted wine fully. They bring the same logic, the same lashon in Legabe Ben Sarah Meir, who eats Yayin Chai. Over there, the Gemara Sanhedrin explains, the Ben Sarah Meir is eating Yayin Chai. It doesn't mean mamish Yayin Chai. No, Yayin Chai is inedible. It means, Yayin Chai means not so diluted. Mazug v'lay mazug. So, taste again, says similar to what Rashi says in Brachas. He goes to continue and says that we start off benching with mazug v'lay mazug, which is called Chai. So his answer is that chai doesn't mean mamish chai means mazug mazug, but he also agrees that later in benching, when you get to the bracha of aretz, you then dilute it further. So both according to Rashi and Ben Tam, there are these madrigas of diluting it further. According to Rashi, diluting it before you start benching b'chal. According to Ben Tam, you're diluting it once you get to ala aretz. And according to Rashi, you're starting with totally undiluted wine when you pour into the cup and then dilute it. According to Ben Tam, you start with mazug v'lay mazug, and then you dilute it further by brachas aretz. But then again, that's two answers. How over here we're saying you're supposed to bench on mazug, and they were saying you're supposed to bench on chai. Either the benching itself takes place once it's already mazug, or the benching itself takes place when it's mazug v'lay mazug, semi mazug, and that's already not fully chai. Therefore, it's okay. Then Taisus brings from Bnei Rav Naverna that the whole kasha never started. The Bnei Rav Naverna say this end of Taisus that the chai is not going on the wine when it sits over there in brachas. These different milas, most of the milas have to do, maybe all of them, even if I remember correctly, have to do with the cup. The way cleaning the cup, preparing the cup, it's the cup. Chai means the cup needs to be complete. Chai means the cup needs to be shalom. Don't use a broken cup for your kashal bracha. Rather, use a cup that's shalom. If the word chai means the cup is complete, it has nothing to do with being raw, meaning undiluted or not. And therefore, the question of Taisvis never started in the first place. Next Taisvis, once we hear the Yamin al Arvias, Taisvis is saying that you should get to a shir or Arvias. Taisvis is bothered that the shir and Avri Psachim, when it speaks of making kiddush and Afkav Zayin over there, Hamakadish needs to have mali lugmav, and mali lugmav typically is more than Arvias. A mali lugmav filling up his cheeks, to fill up both cheeks, is typically more than is considered more than a revius. So what is it? What's the shear? Is the shear of Kesher Bracha a revius? That's what our Gemara seems to be saying. Or is the shear of Kesher Bracha Mali Lugmav, like the Gemara over there in Arvi Psachim? Answer says two Tzrutzim. One Tzrutzim says brings is the Mali Lugmav the Hasim Lav Dafka. When it says Mali Lugmav, it doesn't mean Mamash Mali Lugmav of both cheeks. It means if you would move all the wine that you're drinking over to one side, that one side would be Mali, and that's a revius. So it doesn't mean, so basically saying Mali Lugmav Arvi Psachim Lav Dafka, it means one cheekful, not both cheekful. It's the first answer, or the second answer, and doesn't really elaborate on what the distinction is, but he says it's different dinim for different kashal bracha. Not every kashal bracha is the same. Kashal bracha for benching maybe only requires revius, as opposed to kashal bracha over there and Arvi Psachim talking about kiddush. Yeshleimer the dafka makadish. Maybe kiddush needs a bigger kashal bracha as opposed to kashal bracha shabenching, which needs a smaller kashal bracha. We talk about fine that some people are makbid specifically for kiddush Friday night. They're makbid to use the highest shear of revius, which is I think it's the chazanish, which is about 5.1 ounces. They're makbid to use the highest shear of revius specifically by being makadish. Okay, Amar Rava says.
Just one question. So,
we have the same memra from our Mishnah. We've arrived to this is from Mishnah. Top of Ein Zayin Amar Aleph. One who takes that wine, the shear of Mezigas Kais, the Tanila, that's our Mishnah. And we learned the Braisa, in order to fill up a nice cup, the cup used for Berachas Hamazon, Kaisha Bracha, which again, to what Liza was just pointing out, the Gemara in Brachas, when it says Kaisha Yafa, it means typically the simple title is Berachas Hamazon. Uktani Seifa. And look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Here's the part that Rav is bringing for his proof. Ushakal Mashkim Revius. Remember the Seifa Mishnah, we said, what's the shear of Shakal Mashkim Revius? So we see that the shear of let's say the wine is enough to make the shear of normal liquids, which is what? Which is a shear of Revius. So do the math. The shear of wine, which is diluted, to make Revius of wine, the shear of undiluted wine is one part by three parts of water. And therefore, it makes sense that the Chiyuv Shabbos is a 3-to-1, is a ratio that you'd have the 3-to-1 ratio, enough to get to a Kais Shel Bracha. Now this all goes, Ravel Tamei, the Gemara says, Ravel Tamei Damar Rava, Kol Chamrud Leidari Al Chat Las Maya, Lav Chamru. This Rava coined his own logic, where Rava says, whenever you don't have three parts of water to one part of wine, three to one ratio, Lav Chamru, that's not good wine. That's not the right dilution. The dilution rate is 3-to-1. Now, this is not so simple. Taisus, look at top Taisus. Taisus bothered. And in this Taisus, we're going to get to a couple of ideas that are going to come up in the Gemara right away. But Taisus already addressed it over here, so we'll bring it up over here. Taisus bothered that if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara discusses, we know we have Sanhedrin HaGadol was either 70 or 71, Machleik is, how many people was, but it's a big amount of Chachamim. They weren't all there every day together. So let's say they need to judge a case. What's the minimum amount of people of Sanhedrin to be there to judge a case? Says the Gemara Sanhedrin, the minimum amount is Chav Gimel. If you have Chav Gimel, if one of them had to leave, they can still paskin, another one to leave, they can still paskin. As long as they have as many as 23 there, they can paskin. Why? Dainu Shlish Sanhedrin. What's the source? Because the Pasuk says, Al Yechsar HaMazig. It should be less than the Mazig. Mazig is dilution. So we learn, just like by dilution, what's dilution? Now, according to this, dilution is two parts to one part. Again, 23 is roughly a third of the Sanhedrin. If it's a third of the Sanhedrin, that means we're learning out from Yechza Mazig that the dilution rate is 2-to-1, not 3-to-1. So he has to tell you what's going on over here. Rav is saying the normal rate of dilution for wine is 3-to-1. And that's the Pshat Mishnah. You get to Revius with the 3-to-1 ratio of undiluted wine. All you need is a Reva, a Revius of a Revius, in order to get to your shear of wine for carrying, because that's the ratio of 3-to-1 of dilution in order to get to a regular Revius. The Gemara in Sanhedrin clearly seems to be saying the rate of dilution is 2-to-1. How does that stem? Says the Gemara, says Taisvis, I'm a Reva, the Rava Dafka, that was Rava. Rava liked it to be a little bit softer. So Rava's Meziga was in order to have wine that either his wine was very strong and therefore he needed to be more diluted, or he liked his wine less diluted. But Rav and Echami, Rav himself needed a 3-to-1 ratio. That was Rava's Anaga, but others, Taka, did a ratio of 2-to-1. That is Taisa's first answer. The Reed doesn't like it. Now all of a sudden you have that Rava holds 3-to-1 himself, but others don't. Abai is going to go ask questions on Rava. Now this is the next one that I was referring to. Abai is going to ask questions on Rava. We have other rayas from other places that the ratio is not 3-to-1. What's the kasha? Rava's going to Lishtosai. What type of question is Abai going to ask on Rava? If Rava had his own set of measurements for dilution, Rava Lishtosai is very good. And therefore Taisa doesn't like it. And therefore, Taisa says the answer is also based on a Gemara we're about to have. And there's different types of wines, different wines from different places. The wine Hashireni, a wine from a place called Shireni, was a wine that was a little weak to begin with. And because it was a little weak to begin with, therefore the ratio of that wine was taka only diluted 2 parts to 1 part. But other wines, regular wines, when you dilute it, you're going to dilute it 3-to-1. So again, only the Shireni wine, which is weaker, is diluted 2-to-1. Other wines were diluted 3-to-1, and that's the answer how Rava is on a steer with the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, which discusses the Shi'ar Sanhedrin, al Yechzer HaMazig, is going with the Yain HaShireni. Ask Taisvis, obvious question. Thank you, Leon. What's the Shaila? Vesepis, why are you picking this unique wine that's weak for Yain HaShireni? Says Taisvis, a beautiful Svara. What happens when you take the Bezdan and you divide it by 4? You get to 17, 18 people. What number is 17, 18? When you divide it by 3, you get to 23. A bezin of 23 is already an established bezin. The guy by other dinim, we know in the cities, not in Sanhedrin HaGadol, they used to have bezins of 23. So it makes sense that you're right, even though Yain HaShireni is a more specific wine, which is needs less dilution, it makes sense that the Gemara Sanhedrin is going to use Al Yechzer HaMazik to refer to a 2-part to 1-part. As long as there is a viable wine that the ratio fits, we're going to use that because that comes up with a number that is a number that we're used to, which is 23, which you find works in other places. To say that Sanhedrin still works when you divide it by 4, which leaves you 17, 18, says Taisa, is Lamai Chazu, where do we find a number that makes sense in that amount? And it's not Dinim Fashas, it's not Dinim Mamun, it's not any Dinim that we have that number. And therefore it makes sense to go, even though Yain Shireni is less common, to go Yain Shireni. Again, these two ideas of Yain Shireni and the ratios of Abai and Rava, we're going to see right now in the next Gemara. Yes. Yes, I have to say that, yeah, even though 3 times 23 is going to be 69, we're not makbet on the exact third. Okay, so like Gemara, right there, Amar Abai. So Abai says, Shtetchu v'zudavar. And this is funny, we've pointed out many times in this year that Rava often is meduyik in, we're not going to have a deek in Nusach over here, in wording, in diktuk, but Rava often says Lashon either to Abai or to others, Shtetchu v'zudavar, because Rava has a question in Lamdas and a question on the Nusach, on the deek. So very common you'll find Rava says, Shtetchu v'zudavar. Here we have Abai saying to Rava, Amar Abai, but again, nothing to a Nusach, that's usually our diktuk, that Rava was meduyik on trying to maintain the exact wording that he had in the Mishnah and a Brisa. In a pasuk, Amar Abai, Shtei Tshuvos B'Davar. Rabbi says, Rav, I have two problems with you. Chada, the time we learned in Mishnah Anida, V'Amazug, they diluted wine. Shnei Chukam, Mayim Bechal Yayin. Minayin Shireni. One is that we say in Maseches Anida that the color of the color of diluted wine is when you have 2 parts water to 1 part wine. That's the color. It's obviously it's relevant over there. The color for a Anida to know if it's considered the right redness for Tuma. So the color given over there is the Yain Shireni, 2 parts water to 1 part wine. Not like you're saying Rava 3-to-1. Again, we just saw Taisa, so we're already smart. We know the answer already. In a moment, that's question number one. The Ayin, another question. Bias and Rava, Mayim Bekadim is Tarfin. So this is a very basic question on the whole concept. You tell me the person is Chayav on Shabbos for carrying that which is fit to make a Revius wine, which seems like the Cheshivas is because you have a Revius for a cup of wine. But you tell me all you have is the base, which is a Reva Revius, and that's all he's carrying, and because that could be diluted with water, it could be a Shear Revius, therefore he's Chayav for carrying. But right now, he doesn't have the water. The water is separate, and the Reva Revius is separate. He's carrying the Reva Revius. So because the Mayim is Bekad, the water is still in the pitcher, the water still hasn't been mixed with the wine to dilute it, to make your proper share a cup, that's going to be enough to be Mechayav. So Amalei Rava, Rava answers to both questions as follows. First of all, Hadakam Sheikh Lakamayim Bechad Yayin, Minyan Shireini, that is a different dinner than the Gabi Nida. Yayin Shireini Lechud, and Durafi Inami, I'm sorry, I just mixed up two answers. First answer is what we said from Taisfis. Yain HaShireni L'chud D'Rafi, Yain HaShireni is different because it's weak. Meaning, because that wine is a weaker wine, over there, Dafka, you do 2-to-1 ratio for dilution. But on wine which is stronger wine, you do 3-to-1. So that's answer number one for the question of Yain HaShireni. Answer number two, Inami, is because it's over there specifically Gabi Nida. Hasam Shem Chazusa, over there Gabi Nida, where the word is the appearance of redness, it's got to be an appearance of red for a dam that looks like the, a dam which is dab tame. So over there, the ratio is 2 to 1. Avol time by tvei. When you want to have the proper taste, maybe normally 2 to 1 is not enough. Normally you need, like I'm saying, 3 to 1. Over there, for neither purposes, for the right color, the ratio is 2 to 1 in order to ascertain what the right color of red is. Rashi points out, because if you do more than 2 to 1, it's going to be more of like a yurik color. Yurik is normally often touched as green, but we know this from Sechtas Nida. We touch many times yurik over there is loved after green. Yurik is even more yellow. And the place of Taka bring that when dams is even a yellow or goldish color, that's already not going to be tummy. It's already going to be out of the color of red to be tummy. Green for sure is tar. Yellow is already more of a conversation because, again, the lush of ears that becomes yarik. So we say, and yarik is not tummy. Does yarik mean green if green is for sure not tummy? Or does it mean yellow? And we say, even yellow is not tummy. Okay. But the camera, mayim bakad, shim starfin. So, for the taste, you need more. So we have two answers why over there needs 2 to 1, and normally it's 3 to 1. Either because it needs yayin shireni, which is a weak wine, that we don't taste this, or because it's a, over there, it's din lagabi color. And your second question that you asked, that the wine is still undiluted. So you have a drop of wine, a river vias, the water is not mixed in yet. How could that combine for sheer? With the Ramayim Mekadam Mazarfin, Linyan Chapas Midi Chashabinan. This is the biggest side. These are the four key words for all of the Shirim of Eitzel we've been giving for a bunch of blat. Lagabe Shabbos is Midi Chashabinan. That which is Chashab, that which has status, is what gives an Isser of carrying on Shabbos. Vanami Chashab. Because over here, this is the amount that's needed to mix with water to create wine. Since this is chashev, this is the amount that's needed to mix with water to make wine. Therefore, this is because it's chashev, and therefore would be chayef for carrying on Shabbos. Very interesting. The Taz in our Chaim brings legabe. He brings right from our sugya that a person who drinks yayin sraf, he drinks schnapps liquor, where it's not normal. This he's talking about the halachas of brachach reina. Right? It's not normal for a person to drink, I mean, I should take it back, it's not normal, but it's normal for a person to drink much less than Arvias and be satisfied, right? Much less than Arvias. The normal drink of Yain Sraf is not, a person to take three, especially for Arvias, is 4 or 5 ounces like the Chazanish. You're not going to drink 4 or 5 ounces of schnapps in a regular sitting. People do it sometimes, but it's not so usual. I know Lubavitch, we have a couple of Lubavitch over here. Lubavitch, they make I was in Lubavitch houses where they were makbid for me to make kiddush on vodka and on a revius of vodka. One of the best meals I ever had after that. But literally, it has happened to me in Eretz Yisrael. The guy gave me a cup. He said, "We make kiddush on schnapps, but we do a revius. So have fun." But the Gavi Brachach Reina, the Taz says that the shear is much less. It's a small shear because the normal amount of drinking, midi de chashavinan, he says it applies this for brachach reina as well. Since for this item, this is the normal amount of drinking, therefore it's considered chashav, and therefore one can make a brachach reina. That is the taz halacha in arachayim legabe brachach reina. That is the basis why the chasidim are knowing that by kiddush, they make kiddush on Shabbos for on schnapps. And they say, even though it's not a revius in shir, it's chashivas, and therefore it's enough. The mice, of course, the Lutfisha do not agree with it. It's a famous disagreement between the Lutfisha and the Chasidim. But the Chasidim source is the Taz, based on this Gemara, based on this idea, Hanami Chashavu, that a small amount, which is chashiv, has status, Legabe Shabbos, ironically enough, it's Legabe Shabbos, has status of Legabe Shabbos, Legabe carrying on Shabbos, that we're using the same logic, Legabe Kesha Brech, Legabe Kiddush as well. Tana. Yavish Begazayas. Now, again, this is actually a famous idea that our in the Braisa, our Gemara is going to teach, according to Divrei Rav Nosson Shita, that Yavish, when you dry congeal wine, the shear of carrying is Kazayas. So the question is, does this mean, and the Gemara is going to bring attempt to make such a connection, does this mean that Revius and Kazayas are the same shear, or no? Revius and Kazayas are different shear. Revius, let's say, is bigger than Kazayas. But the shear, when it's dry, is of chashivas, is kazayas, and that equates the shear of revius, right? That's the pashas. Normally, how you learn, the Gemara is going to attempt to connect it to another madamer that seems to equate revius with kazayas. Okay, and this idea, by the way, in our Gemara that we're equating revius kazayas is an answer that the Rishash and the Binyan Zion give for many seers and shas, where in some places it discusses the shear of dam for different dinim of eating blood and being chayver of eating blood is a kazayas, and some places it describes it as a revius. Right, so which one is it? The answer is, when it's a solid, when it's congealed, the shear will be kazayas. When it's loose, it will be revius. But again, not clear if it's not the same shear, or just when it congeals, it actually loses some of its revius that congeals, maybe loses some of its substance, some of its volume, but it ends up being a kazayas, and a kazayas of dry is chashav enough to be the same as revius of liquid. Okay, let's see if there's anything clear in our Gemara. Tana.
This is a yomish kazayas, is about carrying.
We're talking about carrying. That's correct. Sakti Mara. Yavish b'kazayis Rav Nosson. If the wine is congealed, then the shear of caring will be a kazayis instead of a revias. Amar Beisiv, Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda, Amar Dabechad, Rav Beisiv and Rav Beisi and Rav Yehuda, sorry, Rav Nosson and Rav Beisiv and Yehuda say the same thing. Rav Nosson, Adamar, Rav Nosson, we just said, the guy be carrying the shear of congealed wine is a kazayis. Rav Beisiv and Yehuda, the time you learn Rav Beisiv and Yehuda, there are six things. This is in Idias where it goes through the Machlekes and Shammai Hillel, and it brings six things. Actually, Rashi points out. Funny, we point out for Rashi on Amud Beis. I have Amud Beis that Rashi quotes six of the milas that you have to have Kesha Bracha, and we said the Bracha says more like 10. Rashi points out that even though we're saying the six things that are Medveri Kulim Mekulim Besham Mechamer Sil, there's actually more over there. These are just six that he's referring to. One of them is Dam Nevela. The Gavi Dam of Nevela. Besham Metar. Besham says Tar. Besil Metar. Besil says Tamei. Amar Beis Behuda. Afkishtim Besil. Besil says Tamei. Let Tim Alav because Dam Sheish by Ervias. Only Dam that has Ervias in it. Ervias Dam is Tamei. Havya Chlikush Lama Kazayas. Because Ervias of Dam, meaning we're giving a logic. The fact that it's Tamei, the Ervias of Dam of Nevela, is not because the Dam is Tamei. It's really that Bas Nevela is Tamei, which is what Besham holds. And he holds Dam is not Tamei at all. Besil holds the Dam is Tamei holds. It's Tamei because if the Dam congeals, the Dam of a revius will congeal to the shear of a kazayas, and therefore you have a kazayas of nevela. Therefore, Beis Hillel says it's tamei. We see clearly that Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining in the member from his father, the member from Yehuda, that the reason why Beis Hillel argues in Meshame that a revius of dam is enough by nevela to make tamei is because the shear of a revius, the equivalent shear of a revius of liquid, it translates into a kazayas of solid. This actually sounds like it's literally the same shear, right? This sounds like it's literally the same shear. The revius, when it dries up, becomes a kazayas. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, no, dimalahi, don't make your connection, meaning you compare two different items. And this is where we get to the crux of what I was asking before, whether it's mamish the same shear or revius and a kazayas, or it's just, this is the chashivas by liquid, this is the chashivas by kazayas. Why? Because you can't compare dam and wine, they have different consistencies. Said over here that you need a revius of liquid of wine that becomes an olive when it's solid. El behind the kolish wine, which is thin. Wine is a much thinner liquid. It's a thinner liquid when it congeals is losing much more volume when it congeals than a thicker liquid. Obviously, a thicker liquid when it congeals is going to be bigger than a thinner liquid. Avodam esamech kazayis leber avodam esamech blood, which is thicker, maybe kazayis leber vias. In order to get that kazayis, you wouldn't need a revias. So maybe our Rav Nosson would not agree to Beis Yehuda. And on the flip side, Inam Yad Kavam Kamar Beis Yehuda Hasam Rav Yehuda only said over there the kazayis like leber vias that a kazayis is enough revias el avodam esamech. He holds kazayis of dam could be achieved by revius dafka by dam where it's thick. Avian dekolos, maybe revius we would say over here by wine which is thinner kazayis have yais revius, but kazayis is more than revius. The chimak pachas kazayis chayev, and therefore won't be chayev for Shabbos even less than a kazayis. Won't be chayev for Shabbos even less than a kazayis of congealed wine because you need less than a kazayis of congealed wine to get to a revius. And therefore we have no proof that Rav Nosson and Rav Beis hold of each other. They're saying the same ratio, the same concept, but they're saying it in very different cases. One saying it by wine, one saying it by dam, and maybe you wouldn't be able to equate one to the other, one would not be indicative of the other, and they could still be arguing. Ad Kan, in today's daf, Ad Kan, the typical Gemara Shaka V'Taya of the daf. Now we're going to get to more of an Agadita from here till then. It's a large on base, but it's straight. It's Agadita. It's a discussion both of letters, of which letters, Aleph and Ayin, which letters used in different words, Aleph and Ayin. We see already, we, unfortunately, most of us, those who are in Sfardi at least, pronounce Aleph and Ayin very similar. Right? We don't exactly. I see some of you are mouthing on the screen. Some of you are mouthing ayin with the back of the deep of the throat. So the Svardim actually do have an ayin more throaty in the back of the throat with almost like and even some Israelis also, some Eretz Yisrael, because when they say ayin, there's almost like a little nun going on in there. Ayin. They're getting like a little, like shemang, like it sounds like almost like there's a nun gimel at the end of the ayin of shema, right? Not supposed to be a nun gimel, but it sounds like it's just coming from deep in the throat. So if you just that's just a classic one that you may hear out loud, shemang, right? There's a different pronunciation of ayin. But we see that at least it was close enough that there's a discussion in the Gemara about a bunch of words. Is the right letter aleph or is the right letter ayin? Presumably, the whole confusion would only come about when the pronunciations are similar. Letters that have no similar pronunciation wouldn't run into this issue in the first place because if there's a messiah on the word, you know how it's pronounced, and therefore you would know what letters. Again, lav dafki. You could have a question on the spelling of a word bechlal. But again, it makes sense to us, at least it makes sense in general that because the aleph and ayin are similar pronunciations, we have these shayles. That's going to be the first part of the Gemara, and then the rest of the Gemara is going to be just a general more agadita about different. different critters, the purpose of different parts of creation. Let's see. Chalav kidei gemia. We said the Mishnah chalav enough. What's the shear of milk? Enough to swallow. Enough that a person swallows. That is the shear of carrying that much milk. He's chayim on Shabbos because of chashiv. Ibailu. Kidei gemia with the aleph. I could take gemia with the ayin. Is it with the aleph or the ayin? Amar Nachman Reitzel kagemiani namat mag mekadech. Look at the pasuk chumash. Eliezer says to Rivka, give me a little to swallow from your kadech. Over there, clearly, hagemiani is spelled with an aleph. So we see that gemia should be spelled aleph. Interesting. If you look in our Mishnah, I remember correctly, yes, it was spelled with the ayin. Our girsa that we have is with the ayin, but the Gemara is saying that actually shouldn't be with the ayin, it should be the aleph, like Eliezer with Rivka. Yibayelu tava beis garinim ay garinim. Another word from our Mishnah. So, this Mishnah in the last parak, we spoke about the pits. And this actually gets to a point, I forgot to look it up, my bad, that Liza brought up yesterday, that when we talk about the shear of Gregris, so we said in the Mishnah that all these things have to be a shear of Gregris. Ironically enough, if the Mishnah also says that if it's whatever item we're talking about, you have to remove the pit. The pit doesn't count for the shear. So you're debating by Gregris, when we talk about Gregris, is it talking about the Gregris with the pit or the Gregris without the pit? It's for sure discussed somewhere. I believe we discussed it earlier in this Masechta. I got to look at my notes again. I forgot to look it up, but it's mamish going to be this topic right now. Garinim agarinim. When we talk about pits, it's spelled with an aleph or an ayin. Amar ravar ba'ula v'nigram erkecha. Use the raya for the lashon nigram erkecha. Nigram erkecha is when you're coming to evaluate to redeem a field from hektish. So we know it's 50 shkalim for a beisa for all 50 years. And every year they're redeeming it from hektish, the field, the person that the stechuzah is redeeming, every year he's nigra, he deducts per year one shekel from 50 shekels to 49 shekels. It's actually one shekel and a bit, because it's only 49 years, not 50 years. So every year it's one shekel and 1/49th of a shekel, fine. But the point is, lush is v'nigra merkha, you should deduct from the value. So here too, the pit kind of deducts from the fruit. To that point. And therefore, vinigra should be, garinim should be with an ayin, not with an aleph. Ibailu, aymais. Once on the topic, when we talk about coals that are getting weak, but they're not fully extinguished yet. So the lashon is aymais, with the aleph, with the ayin. Amar vitzel barvdimi, arazum le amamu, with the ayin, began elikim. So clearly spelled the ayin. Ibailu, ma'amtsintan, I'm a amtsin with the aleph or the ayin. Talk about when one closes the eyes. The halacha is, it's going to be a mishnah coming up later in right towards the end of the masechta. Kufnun aleph am a beis. The mishnah discusses about not closing the eyes of a mace. I mean, there's some people over here in the shir that are part of the chevek kedisha, so I'm sure they're familiar with these dinim about the halacha whether you let it close. I was actually with someone from the shir when a person was nifter, and right away, it's the only time I was in the room. That's why I made a ratio with me. It's not something I normally do. And one of the things he did right away was he closed the eyes of the mace. The mace's eyes were open, and he closed the eyes. On Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us later on, we don't do that. So the question is that Lashon HaMishnah is in Ma'amtsin about closing the eyes with the aleph or with the ayin. Amar B'chiya Bar'aba Amar B'yechanan V'aitzim Ein of Meres Bara. Aitzim means like he shields his eyes, really. He covers his eyes from seeing bad, but over there the word is Aitzim Ein of with the ayin, so we see ayin, not aleph. Tarabon. Hamaitzi Chalav Shel Behema. Back to a little bit of a Shirim, and then we get back to Gadda. Hamaitzi Chalav Shabema. One who takes out the milk of an animal, the Gemia, he's Chayiv if he takes out a share of Gemia. Notice over here it's spelled with the Aleph. Chalav Shal Isha. What about the milk of an Isha? So Chalav Behema is Kedei Gemia, enough to swallow, like we said in the Mishnah. What about milk of an Isha? The Leiban Shal Beitza, or the white of an egg. Kedei Litein B'mishva Shal Kilar. Those were used, yes, it could be used to feed, let's say the milk of an Isha is used normally to feed a baby, but the amount that a baby eats, even a small baby in normal feeding, is larger than this amount, which is what? The amount that's used, the Mishnah Shekila. Kila we spoke out in the Mishnah was a salve that was put in the eye. They used to put a little liquid into that salve, so the liquid could be raw egg, or it could be milk of an isha was commonly put. The amount of liquid that's needed to make for that salve, to put in the eye, which is much smaller than what a baby's going to eat, that's already enough of a shear for chashivas, and one is chai for carrying the Shabbos. Keeler. What about the keeler itself? Kedei lush of mayim. Enough to mix it with water. So this is like, almost like the way we have with the wine. The undiluted wine. We said the shear is enough to make for the base for diluting the wine. Here, the keeler is enough to the base for diluting it with water. Bayer vashi, kedei shifa, or kedei chizav shifa. Very interesting shayla. We know that when you apply it to the eye, you put it on the feet the normal way back in the day before people were worried about currently worried about viruses. The way to do it is you put it on the finger, and when a person puts the ointment on the finger and then uses it from the finger to put it onto the eye. So the question is, are we focused on the amount that gets onto the eye, or the amount that you have to put in the finger to go on the eye? Because some of it, the residue, will stay on the finger. So how much is the amount to be chayim on Shabbos? Take it, we leave it as a shayla. Okay, Devashki, Litan al-Kasas, Devashki, we send the mission enough to put in a sur, Tana, on top of the head of the sore. But the question now is, a sore in a body, like a pimple, the whole thing juts out of the body. So what does that mean, the head of the sore? Does it mean the whole part that's sticking out of the body? Like the whole part that's popping up? Or literally the tip of it? Bayer Rashi, akasa pumi dekuli kasas, does mean on the face of the whole kasas, which essentially means the whole sore. Aydama mursha dekama dekasas means like the tip of the highest point of the sore. Lafuki hedrana delay. But not all the areas around the tip of the sore, which aren't included in this cheshbon of how much is enough to consider chashav of honey to be chayef for carrying on Shabbos. Take you, we leave the shayla unresolved. Now we get back to the Agada to Gemara's Amar Vida Rav. Whatever Kashbar created in this world, nothing of what was created in this world was created Levatala. Nothing was done without purpose. That's part of our, the Mibri says, this is part of our basic belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, that nothing is done without purpose. So nothing in creation was created without purpose. The Marz gives some examples. Bar Shabbal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this, the Shabbal, it's like a little like a worm, more like a snail, which is a remedy, the liquid that comes out of it, like the goo that comes out of it, is a remedy for the kasas, for the sore. Bar is vilvatsira, the fly is a cure for the sting of a hornet. Yithish nachash, the gnat, is a cure for the bite of a snake. Nachash chavavis, and a snake can be used as a cure for boils. The Mars will explain how in a second. Samis lakrav, and a spider can be used as a cure for a scorpion bite. Hey chavale, how does he make this cure of the snake, specifically for the boils? Maisechad akut takes one black snake and one white snake, vishalkalu, and he cooks them up, vishayfilu, and he rubs the place where he has the wound, the boil, he rubs the mixture of this cooked up white and black snake, and that helps to cure the bite of the boil. The helps to cure the boils. Tanaban. Chamisha Amos Ain, there are five cases of fear where Amos Choshal Giber, where the irony is they have the fear of the weak is on that which is much stronger. The one that's much stronger is afraid of the weaker. What are they? Amos Mafkiel Ari, the fear of the Mafkia on the Ari. I'm not exactly clear what Mafkia is, but there's two pshatim brought in Rashi. One pshat is it's just a little animal that makes a loud scream, and the lion is scared of the scream. The scream makes the lion scared, so you have this little animal scaring the Ari. Another pshat Rashi brings is actually a more practical meaning for the Ari, where it's a small animal but it has very deep claws, and what the animal does is he knows that the lion can obviously devour him very easily. It jumps on the lion's head and right away sticks his claws into the lion's head and it kills him instantly by the lion's head. So the lion actually has reason to fear, even though it's a much weaker, smaller animal, has a technique to kill it, and the lion's afraid. Amos Yitzhak Pil, the fear of the gnat and the lion. The gnat can go into the lion's nose, the elephant. The elephant's nose and bother trouble the elephant, even though it's a tiny gnat. That's like the biggest disparity, obviously. The fear of the gnat on the elephant. Amos Samus Al-Akrav, the fear of the spider on the scorpion. Amos Sanunis Al-Gesher, the fear of the swallow up on the eagle. It goes in between the wings and it locks the eagle that the wings can't separate and it can't fly away. Amos Kilbus Al-Vyasan, and the fear of the kilbus on the Leviathan. These are much smaller items that are being, that can kill or damage or in some cases, they don't actually do the damage, but they put fear on the larger animal. The kilbus is a small creature that's able to kill the fish by going into its ear. It kills the massive fish by going into its ear. Amar Vidam Rav, Micro is the pasuk, a mavlik shayid al uz. Shayid is like the weak one is going to win, is triumphing over the uz, over the powerful one. Rav Zeir Ashkel Rav Yehuda.
Just as a point about the scream.
No, it's not just a fake fear. That's true. Rav Zeir Ashkel Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeir. We were standing at the door of his father-in-law's house. Rabbi was in a kishmak mood, like a little bit of a lighthearted type of mood, and he said, "Now's my chance. I can ask him anything, you know, kind of silly in the world. I can ask him more simple questions, more not the regular lumdish questions. Hafemele is going to answer me." So he said to him, "My time is easy. Maskam bereishi. Why, when you have goats and sheep walking, are the goats always in front of the sheep? Father Imri. So why is it first the goat, Father Imri, then the sheep following them? Amale kibyasa shalom. Goats typically have darker hair, darker wool, and the sheep darker hair, whereas the sheep is usually known for their white wool. So it's like the Kibbutz Hashem, like the creation of the world. Then what? The Bereisha Chashecha. First comes night, and then comes day. Right? First comes night, and then comes day. So actually, I skipped on 2 points from Rav Zilberstein on this Gemara. First one he asks on this Gemara that we just quoted, that if that's the case, that the sheep go second, because the sheep represent day and the night goes first, therefore goats go first. Why, when the psukim quote by Karbanis all the time, what does it quote? Kesev Ayez. Often quotes Kesev Ayez. It quotes sheep first, then goats. Why is the psukim quoting sheep and goats? It should be quoting goats and sheep. Bob question. He answers Gavaldik. We know we have a klal that by kachim, Laila Hilchachayim.
We know that normally we say night goes first, then goes day. But by kachem, we know that you're allowed to be makfir for the carbon. And by the way, it doesn't mean the night doesn't go before the day by kachem either. You do have the day is still the night, then the day. But the point is the night follows the day as well. And that night that follows the day is keheretzach, it goes, it's connected to the day, and you can continue to be makfir. And therefore, it's beautiful why by kachem, Pesukim always put the sheep before the goat, a geshmak achap from a zilberstein. But our halacha for the day on the prior Gemara, the one that I skipped, is he asked the shayla, could a person make people like the people buy these bug zappers, like these little machines that you like some these days they sell, like tennis rackets that zap bees, zap bugs, or ones that they hang up that zap the bees and bugs. And he says, could a person make a bracha to have if he's very bothered by the mosquitoes, by these bugs? Sometimes they can actually be dangerous. He's very bothered by it, and he has a zapper. Can he make a taiva meitiv? He buys a good zapper. He wants to make a taiva meitiv because it really increases, enhances his quality of life. Can make a taiva meitiv. So he wants to say, based on the Ramah, that you don't make a shechiyano on shoes. Ramah brings, you don't make a shechiyano on shoes. Why? Because in order to get shoes, an animal has to be killed to get the hide, to get the leather, to get the parchment. So of course, we're not PETA. We believe animals are put in this world for us, for usages of humans, and therefore it's not a concern. But lemaisa, to make a bracha at the destruction, at the death of another creature, we don't make a bracha shechiyano. Interesting enough, everyone quotes the Ramah, everyone knows the Ramah, and therefore we don't make a bracha shechiyano. And he says, by the same logic, you know, maybe don't make a type of meitiv for this machine that you bought to kill the critters, even though it makes your life more geshmak, more better. You don't make a bracha type of meitiv because it comes at the expense of killing critters. Lemaisa, he does quote over there, if you look at the Ramah inside, the Ramah himself says, this svara, you don't make a bracha on shoes because it comes from an animal, and you kill an animal, is a very weak svara. Ramah says, it's a weak swara. That's the purpose of the animal. So it's not just time like, kill the animal. Everyone knows the first part of the Ramah. The Ramah's quoting, I forgot from who, but the Ramah says, it's a weak swara. It's not just a simple swara that, we eat animals all the time. We treat animals as if they're there for us. All of a sudden, now you're not going to make a shechi yanu because the animal's killed to get to your shoes. It's a weak swara. Seems like the animal's made still to take on that swara, but it's not like the Ramah held of it as being the most, strongest, obligation. Okay. Says the Gemara, the next question, Rabbi Zeir asked from Rabbi Yehuda when he found him in this lighthearted mood. Why is the private area of the sheep covered, whereas the private area of the goats are exposed? Simple. The sheep whose clothing, whose wool we wear to cover ourselves, so in itself, its private area gets covered. It covers us. It's like merited that covers humans. It gets covered as private area. Goats, where we don't need goats, you make sack out of goat hair. Goat hair, you make sack. That's not usually used for clothing. Therefore, it itself is exposed. It doesn't cover us. It itself remains exposed. My time up. Gambas with the Gnum saying, why does the camel have a small tail? Mishum da achal kisi, because it eats thorns. Shailah means it mamish eats thorns, or it eats amongst the thorns, it walks amongst the thorns, and if the tail is long, it'll get caught in the thorns, it'll be damaging for the camel, therefore it has a short tail. My time in Tura, Arikha Gnum say, why does the ox have a long tail? Mishum da ariba agmi, because it lives and dwells in the swamplands. Mumbai lakushi baki, and when the marshlands over there, there's lots of bugs and gnats, and it needs to wag its tail to get rid of the gnats and bugs from chopping it. My time according to Kamsi Mechiva, what's the pshat that the horns of the locusts are very soft and they're bendable, because it flies amongst the willows, and when it flies into the willows, it'd be kashi if these antennas were hard, their own antennas would pop out and poke their eyes, and they'd pop out and make them blind. I take that back. Not poking eyes. So look at the next line. Damar Shmuel, Haiman de boy lemisbechamtz. If one wants to blind a locust, leshuvei karni, just pulling out the antenna. Apparently, somehow pulling out the antenna automatically makes it blind. So the antennas are flexible because if they wouldn't be flexible, they'd pop out and then the locust would be blind. My time at high timra, the tagalos medali leila. Why is it that the lower eyelid of the rooster comes up and covers the eye? By most creatures, it's the upper eyelid goes down and covers the eye. Why by the rooster is the other way? The diary adafi, because the rooster dwells like on the beams on the top of a house or on top of the shed, wherever they hang out. The aisle kutri, where does smoke go? Smoke rises. And the smoke that goes up can make them blind, so it has the lid on the bottom of its eye to kind of protect, shield it from the smoke that it shouldn't get blinded. Dasha. What's the lashon of dasha? Why do we call the door area dasha? Derech sham, because it's the way to get there. It's a way to get into the house. It's making the house through the dasha. Darga, what's the voice? Darga, a step called the darga. Derech gag, the way to go up. Is the way to go to the roof. Is derech gag, darga. Maskelisa. Why is the Divin source called Maskelisa? Because it's an abbreviation for Masai Tichlada. When will this be finished? What's the Pshatim? That's Rashi means two Pshatim. Either, when will this be finished? Meaning, because dipping sauce is typically, it takes when a dip is used over a long amount of time. People don't eat dip
straight, you dip something into it, which tends to make it last for a long time. So you say an expression, when will this be finished? Because it'll last a long time. That's one pshat. Or dips are typically used in the beginning of a meal, before the real food comes. You have dips, you have bread with dips, and therefore you say, when's this going to be done, that I get to the real busser. Besa, why is it called house? Besa called house. Boy, besa, come and sit in it. So notice some of the teachers over here, we're mixing up. We're Aramaic with Hebrew. If you're noticing, okay. Biksa. Why is a small house, a cramped house, called a biksa? Beakasa. A small house called a biksa. Beakasa. It means a small place. Kufsa. What's kufsa? By the way, there's a halach ramification of a biksa. If a person makes a deal with his wife that even after she's an almana, claim Aramalusi, the sukkah and ksuvah, you should be able to dwell in my house. He makes it tonight that she dwells in the house. Halach is only if it has the status of a house is she allowed to stay there. If it's a biksa, which is a very small house, very narrow, the Yisraelim could say, no, our father never gave you right to remain in a biksa with us. He gave you right to remain in a baisa with us. Biksa, once a biksa, take your ksuva and go. You know, we're not mechuyev to let you live with us over here. Okay. Kufsa, what's kufsa? Kufsa, Rashi means three shot what it is. Either it's the mortar from the pestle of the mortar, it's the bowl of the mortar, as one pshat. Another pshat, Rashi, is the kli that's used to measure wheat. It's like some sort of bowl like a kli. Why is it called kufsa? Kufatsiv. You flip it over and you can sit in it like a chair, like a seat. Livni, why are bricks called livni? Livnei bani, because bricks are meant for future generations. Livni is livnei. Bricks last for a long time. It's meant for the future generations. One of the famous, most expensive watch companies, their slogan is that you don't own this type of watch. You're merely a shamer. You're watching it for the future generations. That's the idea of livni. They should have called it livni. Livni is for libanim. Hutza is a fence. It's a weak fence of like thistles. It's not a strong fence. Why is it called hutza? Because chatzitza. It's a weak fence. It's really just a chatzitza. It's not more than just a partition. That's all it is. Chatzba is a barrel. Shechaytzev mayim on ar. Your person is mining. It's lashem chaytzev lashem mining. He's mining water from the river. Kuza. Why is that little jug called a kuza? Kaza. It's like this. It's small. Kuza. Kaza. It's like a. It's just because it's not so big. It's a. I don't want to say it's like insignificant, but it's a small amount. If we say kaza. Small. Shutisa, why is the branch of a hadas also known as shutisa? Why? Kushtusa, because when one dances with it, looks like a fool, a shaita. Famous Gemara in Ksuvas, Gemara says that by dancing in front of the chasm kala, that the chachamim would take the hadas and dance like foolishly in front of them to be mesameh chasm kala. And the merman says, how could the chachamim go make this shutisa? And the merman says later on, I forgot which tana it was, that when he died, out from his grave came a pillar of fire, and the pillar of fire says, we're matzik the shtusisa of this tzaddik, that you see the fire is demonstrating, he was talking, his act of shtusisa was talking the right act to do, being mesameh chasm kala, it was being matzik that act of shtusisa, the shtus. Mashkila, why is the washing trough called the mashkila? Mashi kula, because it washes over there, you're able to wash everything over there. Mashkilta, that's a nicer pitcher for washing. Why is that called mashilta? Mashikalsa, because that's where the bride washes herself in the fancier washing cup. Asisa, why is that asisa is the mortar of the hand. Why is it called asisa chaserasa? Because it's lacking, it's small, it's called it's not just small, it's the way to make the mortar of the hand, that which you open on the ground, which is bigger, the one that's smaller, you just carve out a little bit from like a flat board of wood, carve out a little indentation, and then you have your little mortar, so it's chaserasa, it's like just missing a little, that's how you get your mortar of the hand. Buchna, why is that's the pestle that's used to smash the stuff. Why is it called a buchna? Boivachna, let me come and strike it. Let me come and hit it. That's boivachna. Let me come and hit it. That is the lashon of buchna. Levusha, why is the clothing called levusha? Leibusha, because there's no embarrassment when you wear it. It covers up no busha. Glima is more like a overcoat. Why is the overcoat called glima? Shnasa boikagailam. You look like a gailam inside it. There's no form. It's shapeless. When a person wears a big coat, there's no form inside it. Galiv esev. Gulsa. What's the lush of gulsa, which is a cape? Why is it called gulsa? Gully basev. The person says, I'll reveal myself when I sit, which means normally the people, when they had this cape, they used to fold the cape from underneath them. It's almost like you see the rabbanim or chassidim that have the rekels, right? Or the rabbanim that have the frak. When they sit down, they fold the bottom half behind them, and then they sit. That's a little different. That's folding behind them. So people in the capes actually used to fold the cape up to be a cushion underneath them, that whatever pants they're wearing doesn't hit the ground directly, so you fold it up, and when you fold it up, it's megala, whatever was covering till then, that's lashon of gully vasif. Puria, why is the bed called a puria? It's a fairly obvious one. Shaparim v'raven, it's the place where a person is mekayim, peruvu. Bar zikna, why is it a pit that's dried out of water called a bar zikna. Bar zenaki. Zikna means zenaki. It's clean. Sudra. Why is a head covering called a sudra? Sayyid Hashem Lireyev. Because of the idea of Sayyid Hashem Lireyev to those who fear Hashem. The Chama are the ones that wear these sudras. The Chama are the ones that wear these head coverings. And therefore it makes sense. Sayyid Hashem Lireyev. It's an abbreviation of Sayyid Hashem Lireyev. A panda. Why is the palace called a panda? A piskhodain. It means this door. This is the door everyone has to come to. The big palace where the people have to come. It's usually chash the people living there. So a piskhodain. Tana Rabbanan. Shalisha Kozmach Mesikina Mesif Gvura. Three things, three creatures. As they get older, they actually get stronger. Ve'elahain. Which three creatures? Dug, the fish, Nachash, the snake, and Chazir, the Davacher, as they get bigger, as they get older, they get stronger. Let's just see a few more lines of regular Gemara back, so we have a little bit less to do. I'm at the Shabbos. We'll get to the next two dots. It's pretty simple Gemara. Shem and Kazay, Lassach, by Aver Katan. Shem, we said the mission, the share of oil to carry is enough to anoint a small limb. Amid Rabbi Yanai, the descendant of Beis Rabbi Yanai, Shem, Kazay, Lassach, Aver Katan, Shal Katan, Ben Yaimah. So, when we say it's enough to anoint a small limb, it means the small limb of a baby, of a young baby, a day old baby. So, the small limb of a day old baby, which is a very small amount of oil. By the way, there's going to be another clue to this. Besides the fact that a day-old baby is small, and we're taking the small limb of that baby, a baby's skin is extremely soft, so it takes less oil to anoint it. The idea of oil normally is when you have something which is harder, it requires a little more oil to have an effect. A one-day-old baby, besides for the sheer size, the small limb of a smallest baby, also talking about the amount needed to rub into the baby, which is less. Okay. Meisvei Zakasha on Beir Bianei. Beir Bianei is saying that you pick to put all these milos, all these smallness together, and which comes out, by the way, as big chumra, which means it's the smallest amount of oil needed to be chai for carrying on Shabbos. But look at this price, it's not like that. Shemen, the price says enough to anoint an aver katan. And a katan ben yaimai. It seems to be two different shurim. My love, aver katan de gadol. Doesn't it mean either small aver of a gadol, of a big person, ve'aver gadol shekatan ben yaimai, or the small limb of a big person, or the big limb of a newborn baby. Amalech b'ir b'yanai, which that's what the first point out, what I was saying a moment ago, that the baby's skin is much more absorbent. That's why even though a big limb of a baby is bigger than the small limb of a person's smallest pinky is much smaller than the big limb, not much, but it's definitely smaller than a big limb of a baby. The answer is, the big limb of a baby really needs a very little amount of oil, because it's much more absorbent than an adult. Fine. I'm a chmer b'yanei. So b'yanei will tell you, lie. Hachamar. Read the bryce is simple. Shemen. Kei lasach ever katan. Shel katan b'yamei. Don't read as two different sentence statements. Kei lasach ever katan. Vik katan b'yamei. That's two different options. It's one option. The ever katan of the katan b'yamei, which is the way he touched it. Lema katanai. Let us say this discussion, whether it means the small limb of a newborn baby, or whether it means a small limb of a big person, or the big limb of a baby. Let's say it's machlokes tanayim. Why? We learned that the bryce is follows. Shemen. Kei lasach ever katan v'katan b'yamei. That's the first opinion. That it means a shemen, which is k'dei lasach a small aver, or a katan ben yaimai. Tiv Reb Shimon Elazar, Nasa Emer, k'dei lasach aver katan, period. What's the machlekes? My lavakam mifkami, because Tanakh Moshe said lasach aver katan. So what's the machlekes? My lavakam mifkami, Reb Shimon Elazar savar, aver katan shall katan. Reb Nasa savar, aver katan, de gadol, a aver gadol de katan. Interesting. So not the way I was understanding it a minute ago, that the Gemara wants to explain that perhaps the machlekes is that Reb Shimon Elazar, who quoted both, means to read it kind of like the Beir Yanai, which is they lasach aver katan vik katan, and the katan we're talking about is a katan ben yaimai. So we're talking about the aver katan of a katan ben yaimai. One sentence like ben yaimai, and Reb Nasa comes along to argue. Reb Nasa says no, either the aver katan of a gadol or the aver gadol of a katan. Aval aver katan shakatan ben yaimai, that's too small to be chayav on Shabbos. Loi the flex says no. I'll tell you, the brisa is not a machlekes of our topic. I can tell you both opinions of the brisa disagree with Bey Rabbi Yanai. Maybe they both hold that the small aver of a newborn baby is not enough to be chayav on Shabbos, not like the Rabbi Yanai. So what's the machlokes in this brisa? The top of Ayin Ches and Aleph says, well, Vilas Rabbi Yanai, both agree not like Rabbi Yanai in this brisa, perhaps. V'achos, what's the machlokes? Makom ifigi, Reb Shimon Elazar savar, eva katan de gadol, ve'eva gadol de katan ben yaimai kiadadininu. Reb Shimon Elazar holds that the amount of oil needed for a small limb of a gadol or a large limb of a baby is the same amount, and that's why he said that's the chayav. That's one's chayav for, but the small limb of a newborn baby certainly would not be enough for chayav. Reb Nasan Savar, aver katan gadol in, Reb Nasan argues, says no. The small aver of an adult, that's enough of a shear. Aver gadol to katan, the ben yamilei, that requires less. Which is the first point out, which is very funny, machlekes. It comes out that they both agree the shear of an aver katan of a gadol, the small aver of a big person, that's enough of a shear of oil for carrying a child's bechayav. That is the shear. There's just a machlekes, what is the amount needed
for Aver Gadol of a Katan. What's the male needed? That's a Machlekes in Metzias. Go and test it. It's a funny Machlekes in Metzias. What is, if that's the same, A is the same as B or not. But they both agree to the Shear. So the Gemara deflects that they both these Shitas can be argued, not that they for sure are, but can be argued on Yadai. What's the Lamaisa, my Havela, Tashima, the time of the Baisa, Shemin Lazar Aimer, Shemin, Kay Lasach, Aver Katan, Shal Katan, Ben Yaimai. Here we have another Baisa where it says very clearly, Shemin Lazar is saying, what is the Shear? Same Rav Shimon Lazar, by the way, according till now, and here we're saying it means it's one and the same. It means the Aver Katan of a Katan Ben Yoimai, the Aver Katan of a newborn baby, which is the most chametic kashir, unfortunately, is the most chametic kashir, that is the share of carrying on Shabbos oil enough to anoint a small limb of a newborn baby. So the Gemara seems to come out, L'chumra, like Be'er B'yane, not unlike him, but ultimately, like Be'er B'yane, that is the small Aver of a small baby, newborn baby, that is the share of carrying oil on Shabbos, that one will be chayev. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll pick it up on Matzah Shabbos at 10:15. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit of a shorter daf, and we can be done at a reasonable time.